goodness.
Song of the day, God's Gonna Cut You Down by Johnny Cash. 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating in the starter aim and Jewelers Song of the Day.
Galilee, he spoke to me with a voice so sweet. I thought I heard the shuffle of angels feet. He called my name and my heart stood still. When he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on.
Once again, your song of the day, God's Gonna Cut You Down by Johnny Cash. 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Starter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
Keeping it light this morning.
Yeah, you can tell my mood coming into today, right? Could
very
you tell
uplifting
my mood?
By Jake.
Lighthearted.
I feel like
day.
That helps the Husker fans' moods out. That's what they're doing. That's what they think right now.
That
they're
helps their moods.
Their mood.
That it matches their mood. How about that? It matches the mood.
I went with Mellencamp on Friday, and it was incredible.
It did.
Oh, what did you play?
I played Small Town.
Yeah.
Did you play that because you knew he was going to be around?
Yeah. I knew he was from Indiana. That's why I did that.
I was walking down a corridor with Andy.
Tell us about this. This was intriguing to me.
Oh, it's not that intriguing.
Yeah, it was too.
This is intriguing.
I was walking. It was only intriguing because I was walking down this corridor. It was. You know, the game was over, and you did your interviews, and you're in this separate building. Bill knows how this stuff goes. Jake does to a certain extent. You're in a separate building, and John Mellencamp has a suite that's one of the field suites. And evidently, to depart the stadium, he has to walk through the same corridor. But I was saying to Andy, God, the one thing I really wish is I would have saw Mellencamp. And just like as I said it, there he was.
No way.
Yeah, he was walking right towards us.
With a
huge entourage. And he's not, people say, you don't approach him. He's really? Not that guy. No, you don't. And I couldn't have anyway, because it all happened so fast. I look up, there he is. He's walking right by me. He's got big dudes beside him.
Still have
him.
Big swoopy hair.
Yeah, he looks great. Mm-hmm. He looks like a badass. Mm. He does. He's really small, but he's a little dude. He's a little dude. Mm. But yeah, it was a highlight of my year, maybe.
Yeah, I thought it would be.
I saw John Mellencamp.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, he just walked right by. But anyway, song. I don't know what to say, Jake. Hey.
Can you tell my mood what it was when I put that in?
It put me in. I'm getting ready to try to do Bill's Thrills, and I just feel like I want to cry. Yeah, I feel sad.
Welcome to my life.
Long tongue liar. Yeah. Interesting.
Long time liar.
Long tongue.
Long tongue.
Long tongue.
Also, long time.
Same long thing. Tongue liar. I liked it. It just you surprised us, so I'll give
it's
you
dark.
A good score. 8.775. 8.775.
Said it numerous times there. You know, you get the question of the dead or alive concert, who's the one person you want to see? Johnny Cash is one.
That'd
be good. He's my number one pick. This song, it's just it over depresses me, and so it's not much for me. It's a 4.6. It's just there's so many songs that Cash has done that is just remarkable.
That's an interesting choice.
If I hired a Johnny Cash impersonator, I'd be like, yeah, leave this one out.
You know, if the Dolphins hadn't lost history, I wouldn't have done this song. It would have been not double depressing Monday. But
what about the art, though, Bill? What about just the art?
The artistry was good. Yes, okay. Very much. But I'm still sticking with my number. Ben should be low, too. He should be a 2.9.
It's not a happy
I'm not going to guess.
Yeah.
8-0. We can't read
Ben
today, apparently.
I don't know Ben anymore. I have no idea. Right now, Ben's been very worked up, though, emotionally.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen him like this.
He is meeting. When we come out of the booth, he is waiting for us, and he's got takes. And he's got a lot of comments.
Observations
that he has, and he is not happy about some things.
A lot of commentary, yes.
A couple of ratings before we get to Bill's Thrills. Sanderson says so that's a 7. Sandmaster says unreal walk-up song, 9.8. Ooh. For that one.
What are you going into? Yeah, just like a...
You're going into a, you know...
Sad, sad place. Just go to the... What bar is super sad? I don't know.
This place is terrible. Giltner, 9.9. Matt says 9.5. 9.4. Johnny Cash, Google me on that one.
Yeah. Johnny Cash. Okay. I mean, like I said, he's my favorite artist.
Downtown Scott, 7.8. Husker Mike in Waterloo, a 9 on that one.
Husker Mike.
Jake, that is a 10. Legend from unnamed texter.
Who at Clemens? 5. Pretty good. Bird's hanging in there.
Really good by you guys.
Bird's had high scores recently. Yeah, hash hole. That's what I feel like right now. Tomorrow I will hit the hash hole hard. I will.
Well. Okay, keep going.
Hubby. Jennifer 5, Hubby 4.9.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Casey and Seward says that's a 8.6. And Joe and Boulder says that walk-up song is for a gas chamber, apparently. That's dark there.
A little bit.
Okay, that's
the Green Mile
song of the day. Ready? Let's get to a Monday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom
bonanza.
This is going to be a bonanza.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Bill, it's a Football Facts Monday. What do you have for us today?
Headlines.
Ooh.
The movement of improvement versus the disguise of the demise. Movement
that is
of
incredible
versus the well disguise of the demise. Teams don't stay the same. People get locked in on them, and there's such a change. Let's start off with the movement of improvement. Virginia Tech's got one loss in the ACC. They're back in it. They've got three losses. They beat BC 42-21. They've had a horrific loss where they basically were told they won the game versus Miami, which would have had them undefeated in the league. So they're still alive.
They only have one loss.
One league loss.
One
ACC
loss.
They lost in was it overtime or double overtime to Vandy to start the season.
Yep.
Somehow Rutgers beat them. But now they had a running back rush for like 260 against Boston College. They looked really, really good.
Wow.
The other one, with this team has a ton of injuries, and they're incredible right now. Notre Dame. Notre Dame 31, Georgia Tech 13. Notre Dame is rolling. And they are
Georgia Tech's not bad.
They're boring.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice, but it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CIGARSINTERNATIONAL.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
You don't want to pay attention to them, and they just keep going.
What makes them boring?
There's just nothing too dynamic about them. They just kind of status quo, hanging in there. No marquee games, really. Like, must see. They've beat A&M. A&M's got one loss. They're leading the SEC.
Then they came back and lost to Northern Illinois.
Northern Illinois lost a couple times.
So you give that coaching staff a lot of credit for keeping them on track.
On track. And so everyone right away is like, okay, they're going to go to the playoffs. They beat A&M. They lost Northern Illinois. They're out of the playoffs. Just shelf them back there about 15th. They'll hang around, season over. Good luck to you. Nope. Not at all.
Got to stay even, Jake. You got to stay even.
Guess who kept the team together? The Wisconsin Badgers. 23-3 against Northwestern. Northwestern just thumped whoever it was last
year. It helps that they've played Purdue, Rutgers, and Northwestern. You got to say that.
It has.
You have to say that.
But when you play at Northwestern in front in a 14,000 seat stadium on the lake,
held them to three.
It's really odd.
Held them to three.
It's really odd. I'm just telling you, they're playing better. Their game against Penn State will be electric this week. Camp Randall will be electric. They've won enough to kind of get things back.
Is that Camp Randall?
Yeah, and they're, I guess they're like that.
Now, that's the test right there.
It's a test. I expect that to be a great game.
I do, too.
I really do. I expect it to be a great game. The other one where coaching is just paramount is that Colorado 34, Arizona 7 at Arizona.
Dang.
They beat them up and down the field. Dang.
Seriously.
That's
good.
Prime has done. He took the beating here at Nebraska.
Yep.
And then just said they changed. I told you when the next I saw him play, I go, they've changed everything. They're running this. They're doing this. The ball's out of his hands. They're not taking the sacks. They beat a team that was very good last year with all their players back. And their starting quarterback, Fafita, is back.
You've got to give Prime credit.
They're 5-2. Is that right?
Five and two. And I told you guys, I'll just tell the listeners, I woke up on Sunday morning. I was brushing my teeth in the hotel and on ESPN, they do these headline things, and one of the headlines was, is Colorado a college football playoff team?
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, just incredible by him. Baylor, 59, Texas Tech, 35. 59-35, Texas Tech was tied for the lead, undefeated in the conference.
In the league.
Yeah, they're at Texas Tech. Lubbock, as you know, brutal place to go play. You don't want to go play in Lubbock. You don't. They put 59 on them. Aranda's playing himself back into a job.
That's wild conference.
Also, here's what's nuts about this. I talked about Jake on Friday. Joey McGuire got overlooked for the Baylor job. So Rule leaves. McGuire's on staff, and they overlook him, and they hire Aranda. A year later, he goes to Texas Tech. This was a big game for them.
Yeah.
And they said it just looked horrific, as if Texas Tech never showed up.
Wow. Gave up 59 to Baylor.
Yeah. The demise. Like you said, we hit on this thing quickly before was in the head scratchers. USC 28, Maryland 29, 3-4 USC in four games, all could have won. Remember, they beat LSU to start the season,
correct?
And then they don't stay the same. Teams don't stay the same. We already hit on the Iowa Michigan State one. Think about this: Michigan State had 27 first downs, Iowa had 12. It was a complete.
Whoa.
It was a complete ass kicking.
McNamara just doesn't. There's something not.
Yeah, but
right.
That Iowa defense gave 27 first downs.
27.
Yeah,
it's overrated. Wow. Defense. It's overrated.
Wow. Also, the total yardage: Iowa 283, Michigan State 468, and they got stopped six times in the red zone. Six times with no touchdowns.
Iowa got whipped.
I mean, just got handed to them. Again, the demise: Alabama 17, Tennessee 24. They beat Georgia, and they couldn't have been. I mean, DeBoer was like the talk of everything. The last three games, they lose two of them, and South Carolina took them right to the wire.
He's in a tough spot.
Very tough spot. Michigan, 7. Illinois, 21. 7-21.
Hey, Illinois, 6-1, 3-1 in the league, and look at Illinois' schedule. That is a team that could make the college football playoff.
Absolutely.
Illinois' schedule. Jake, you're going to be shocked.
At Oregon this week, though?
Oregon goes to Illinois.
Okay.
Whatever. I mean, two losses.
It's Illinois, Oregon.
It's Illinois at Oregon.
What was it at Oregon?
Yeah. At Oregon.
Yeah. Well, so when you said that, I felt the schedule was weak, but they're actually going to play the number one team in the country.
No, but they didn't look at it, though.
But then, they're still, if they do lose that one, and they go 10-2, after that?
Right. Then they will host Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
The host Michigan State. They're at Rutgers. They're at Northwestern.
Easily could be a 10-2.
10-2
in the playoffs.
I mean, I'm not saying they will be 10-2.
But you're right, though. But how about this one? You're at Michigan. You're 4-3. You've won a miracle game against USC that could be 3-4. And sanctions are coming.
Yeah.
The sanctions haven't even hit yet.
They're coming.
They're coming. And they look, and you watch them on the sidelines. There was like a glossed over look on the entire Michigan sideline. They were just. They scored 7 the week before Purdue put 49 on them.
They're playing their third starting quarterback, Jack Tuttle. They're pretty anemic. Okay. Mullins didn't get 100 against Illinois. Now Illinois plays pretty good defense. Bielema's got it going there. It was sold out.
The crowd looked incredible.
It was sold out.
So me and Steve made a stand, and I think I said something Friday on the show. We talked on the show Friday. Just what are they doing with the uniforms, Illinois? Oh, what are you doing?
They looked awesome.
Just play. No, I don't think they looked awesome.
You like those?
Oh, I loved them. Oh, so I loved them. I thought it looked incredible. It's like 3D leather helmets. I thought it was buffoonery. I'm like, don't do that on a big game. Just wear your normal stuff and go play.
They're honoring the great Red Grange.
Red Grange.
21-7.
21-7.
They were honoring Red Grange. He had a 6-touchdown game against Michigan back in the day. Okay. And it did take 1 hour to paint each helmet. Each helmet required one hour.
And that's good intel right there.
I did not know that. So I was against it. Then I was for it. I go, no, I absolutely loved it.
How about Bielema?
Yeah. 6-1.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, do you just count out them maybe beating Oregon? Do you count that out?
No, you don't count anything out.
They're 21.5-point underdogs in that game.
They did lose Fegan. Fegan's out for the year. Their running back, big running back. I think it's Caden Fegan.
Yes, correct. Well, and don't forget, their one loss they had. I mean, they pushed Penn State. They could have beat Penn State.
Right.
They had like Bill said, the end of the first half.
The person won at the one to take the lead. They get no points out of it.
Altmaier threw for 80 yards in this game. That's all he threw for. You know, he ran for 50. But
they won by 14.
Yeah. He's pretty good, though. They're just kind of they're not overly impressive.
The big thing is the teams, you can't judge them. Colorado, do you want to play them right now?
No.
No, I would.
No, and I like your Bills thrills. No. Rutgers is another one, demise. What's happened to them?
Yeah, they're complete demise. They've lost everything.
May not win
a game. Who's Rutgers have, Jake? Give us Rutgers real quick.
I don't think it's bad.
It's not bad. They have a very easy schedule.
It's not bad.
They have a very easy schedule.
Oh, hey, after the break, I'll give it to you. We're way behind. Hour two next. Let's get back to Nebraska, Indiana. Next, an early break on the ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.